Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, unfortunately, the basketball still goes on. After Damian Lillard suffered what would end up becoming an Achilles tear early in the game against the Indiana Pacers, the Pacers would go on to win 129-103. And take a 3-1 series lead in spite of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Another insane effort. He has been unbelievable. 28 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, he's been incredible. I mean, he's been absolutely dominant. And if you watch the game, I think I flipped it back on with probably 5 minutes to go in the game. And they pan to Giannis sitting on the bench, just kind of staring out into nowhere. Because the realization is, look, it is what it is. Dame's out for likely a year. Because he suffered this Achilles injury in late April. If you go, the fastest kind of comeback we've seen from this is 9 months. That's the fastest we've seen.
Didn't Akers, correct me if I'm wrong, now it's apples to oranges, different sports. Cam Akers, I believe, did it in 4 or 5 months in
his
football.
His was not a full tear, if I remember correctly.
It's a partial?
I believe his was a partial tear where, like, you can do a surgical procedure that's not nearly as invasive. And now that we'll find out what's going to come out of the MRI, like how, like, it is a tear, a torn, like, we saw the calf ripple. That's the thing. I'm like, that's probably a rupture.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the safe timeline here is 9 months as far as the quickest you can go. And here's the thing. It's not the recovery process as far as just being able to do stuff. It's trust and then being able to build it back up, which everybody I've ever talked to in the NBA who has had a Achilles injury has said the same thing. And that is it takes about 18 months to fully come back from. Year and a half.
Which is going to put him at 37, 38.
36, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
36 and a half years old.
And I think it's fair. Like, you've always heard rumors about Giannis. And, I mean, the whole reason that they made the trade for Dame was because Giannis said,
title window,
I need someone better than what we have right now to be my two. Didn't that look, that 1,000-yard stare he had there, kind of look like,
oh, it's done,
I'm moving.
That's what it was.
He will be.
That was like, I hate saying this in the moment, but like two things in that game, guys had realizations.
He gone.
When Dame hit the floor, did you see the look on his face?
I didn't see that one. I saw the aftermath.
He just bites his lip. Not pain, not. He knew. He knew immediately what it was. Because this is a guy who saw it happen in his early in his career with Wes Matthews and again with Rodney Hood.
Right. Well, yeah, he wasn't there for KD, but it happened very quickly.
Yeah, but he knew what it was immediately. The realization hit him of like, oh bleep, that just happened. You could see the look on his face of like, are you kidding me? And I think that same thing happened to Giannis, because here's the timeline of events that is going around the NBA right now. Okay. The Bucks just re-signed their general manager, John Horst. He was on an expiring deal. You know why you re-sign him? Because you want the guy in that chair to have the power and the protection to make a deal or to convince Giannis to stay, because he's not a short timer and he has to have that backing behind him. And everybody that I talked to when that deal came out was like, yep, here we go. Because if you're going to sit there, here's what's probably going to happen. Giannis looks at this and goes, before Dame goes down, maybe I can get talked back into it. Maybe. But it's going to have to, like, something magical would have to happen.
Right.
Somebody be like, I have to go play there for whatever reason. Right.
Or they were going to have to go on an improbable run.
And even then, the second Dame goes down, Giannis, I said it, I want to say last week, that it was probably 50-50. It's probably 80-20 now.
Yeah.
It's probably 80-20 now. Like, yeah. I'd be, honestly, I think at this point I'd be shocked if he stayed.
Well, and the interesting thing about Giannis, like, he will be the first international player to really demand out. Like, this hasn't happened before. Yeah. I wonder, because of the victories and the title, will he be met with as much backlash as some of these other players?
Is it Dame had as much capital as anyone with a fan base and a franchise, and there were still detractors here. That's the thing. It's like if you're talking about those guys, Dame, Giannis, hell, you could maybe even put Luka in that. And he didn't demand one.
I was going to say, Luka's, I think, is completely different because it blindsided everyone.
Yeah.
Even in the best case scenario, where he might have known like a week or two in advance, he still got blindsided.
Yes. And the fan base, I think, in general, will thank him for his time, for everything they did for them, for getting them a title, for bringing them back to relevancy, all those things. Because he was an unknown, small market guy, you know, the early, you know, immigrant rags to riches.
He used to walk to the games.
Yeah. I mean, guy picked him up literally as he was walking to the arena in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mentioned this last week. He's not that guy anymore. He's an international superstar. Mm-hmm. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's probably a top 20 player in the history of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I've heard on the intel side is that he wants to go to a big market and get the superstar treatment that doesn't come with being in a small market.
Is Houston big enough for him? Because
not
to do this, it seems like that's the only spot he can go. That's going to give up enough capital to make it worth it for the Bucks.
That's where you hit the nail on the head. That's why you re-sign your general manager. And that's why you re-sign your general manager who has a history with your franchise of making big moves, whether it's for Drew or for Dame.
Right.
You want somebody who's navigated this before. Now, this is going to be entirely different. This is going to be the biggest transaction of John Horst's career, much like trading Damian Lillard will very likely be the biggest transaction that Joe Cronin ever makes. And I'm not saying that as a negative.
Mm-hmm.
You're trading a franchise icon.
Yeah.
And that's not... That doesn't happen. Most guys don't ever do that.
Probably the most important player in your franchise history?
Second.
You go Oscar?
No.
You're going Kareem?
Yes.
Okay. But, that's fair. I think that's fair. But yeah, one of the two.
And from what I've been told, Giannis wants to stay in the East and go to one of the New York teams. And Brooklyn has been the team. I don't think they have the capital to get it done. The Knicks are another team that I've heard. I don't think the Bucks are looking at Karl Anthony Towns and either Mikal Bridges or OG Anunoby as enough of a package. But here's where the problem lies if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. The New Orleans Pelicans and the Portland Trail Blazers control your future.
Yeah, which is why you need people that can win right now for you.
Or you structure a deal, whether it's Houston,
mm-hmm.
that sends assets to either Portland or New Orleans to get your picks back.
Yeah.
This is why when you make that, when Joe Cronin makes that deal and you bet on time running out in Milwaukee, why it was a pretty damn good bet.
Yeah. It looks like one of the smarter trades from the team losing the superstar ever, right? In the return that you're going to get. The other thing, too, with it is I think you can make the argument that it was essentially a three-team trade, right? Because Portland trades Dame to Milwaukee. You get Drew Holiday back. You trade Drew Holiday to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
The irony is this might be the first time that, well, maybe not the first time, but one of the few times the team that got the superstar that had demanded out or asked to be out lost while the other two teams won, because Drew Holiday
was the final piece to a title team.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
If you go through the history of these transactions, the team trading for the superstar almost always wins. Almost always wins.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Just run through the list of them.
Right.
It's just the way that it goes, unfortunately, you know? But for the Bucks now, it's scary hours, because again, Houston to me is the team. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm Milwaukee, I don't want to trade Giannis in conference.
Nope.
It's the last thing that I want. I don't want to see him three or four times a year. Right. Hell no. No, 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 no.
Right.
If I'm Giannis, you know where I don't want to go? The West.
You got to deal with the gauntlet that is, because, like, you even look right now, yeah, two of those teams within 4 years are going to be out of it. Well, maybe not even two, because of what Luka can do for LA. Mm-hmm. Like, Golden State won't be Golden State, but guess what? No. OKC's only going to get better, and Houston's only going to get better.
And that if
and Minnesota.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens there. Just Minnesota's history, I'm a little leery of.
Fair.
But with Houston, Houston to me is the one team that has the assets, the money, and a winning situation where they want him. Like, you've heard, like, Kevin Durant to Houston. I don't buy Durant to Houston one bit. It's Booker or Giannis.
Right. Well, because you have – it fits on the timeline. But more importantly, if you've watched any of the series, if Houston had anyone that could score.
Yes.
Anyone at all.
Yes.
They'd be up 2-1 right now. They had no one that could score.
And basically,
what
do they get to keep? If they trade for Giannis, like, what do you prioritize? Like, you try to keep Amen and Şengün, or Amen and Jabari, like, because there's so many different ways that could go. I mean, if you're the Bucks, do you demand that Amen Thompson is in a deal? You know, it's a non-starter without him. Like, that, those are the kind of things that kind of come out of this. And it's, a bunch of people have asked us on the fan text line, you know, whether or not Dame is going to come back to Portland. I don't think he's going to come back on this contract. I think when his contract runs out, then you would see Dame come back for a year and kind of have his victory lap tour.
It's $107 million for the next 2 years?
I think $113 in total. But
$113 for the next 2 years?
Look, I mean, I've said it, and I'm pretty certain it's been reported. Dame has flat out told me that he wants to come back when it's all said and done. Now, how does that change after this injury and kind of what comes out of it? I don't know. It's kind of a weird place to be in, but it sucks that we're going to do this with another team.
Mm-hmm.
But who boy. All right. Coming up next, we're going to keep it in the NBA, and when we go into hour number two, we're going to dive heavily in the NFL draft, and yeah, we're going to talk about that stupid slide with Shedeur Sanders and everything that came out of that. But Adam Silver at another chance to have another press conference, took another opportunity to crap on the programming around his league. And oh my God, if we could only figure it out who's responsible for this. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.